Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
This is the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some running. And we joined by Roger Hastie on today's podcast. Roger, thanks for joining us once again today. You mentioned in one of the, our previous chats that you're pretty even across all of the disciplines, but you do say your run is slightly stronger than the others. You come from a bit of a running background. It's important to love the run. It's quite difficult if you're not a huge fan of it.
Yeah, the run is obviously key part to triathlon. For me, coming from a bit of a running background, quite partial to being on my feet, and it sort of gets away from mechanicals on the bike and other events that can happen in the water. So I'm quite happy to be on my two feet, and just having the mindset and confidence in ability to run from the past. I wouldn't say I always look forward to the run when you're coming into transition, but when you actually get going, and you start passing people and settle down, it's certainly an amazing experience.
You mentioned in one of our earlier chats the importance of recovery for you. Running is one of those, I mean, from a physical taxing perspective, it's obviously hardest on the body out of the three disciplines. What's your key to recovery and making sure you have recovered properly for your next session?
Not overdoing it in the session prior. People ask me what I'm training for, and often I'll say for tomorrow. So you just got to not overextend yourself or go beyond what your session is on that day, and you've got to be looking forward. Same in an Ironman marathon. Get through the first 30K, but you've still got 12 to go. So you've always got to be looking to keep that little bit up your sleeve. So you don't push yourself beyond the edge. And I think the other thing on recovery for me is getting body maintenance, whether it's chiropractor or remedial massage or even self massage type options, to using those consistently. I think it's absolutely invaluable for the recovery.
What's been the biggest thing that you've done that's improved your run over time?
Myself, particularly in Ironman, I don't think I remember the first one, and one of the first signs I saw saying it said 40 kilometres or thereabouts, and I suddenly realised I still had 40 kilometres to go. And from that moment on, I just focused on the next 2 kilometre sign, and you know I can run 2 kilometres, and then just went to the next one, and it doesn't matter if it's kilometre, mile to mile, or A station to A station, just chunking things down and just believing in what it is you're doing at that time. And if it's not quite working, just believe in yourself in terms of just tweaking things, whether it's taking sodium or magnesium or taking on some more fuel or listening to it, and backing yourself that you need to work through it, and you will come good.
I love that, and that applies not just to the run either. I mean, that's across the board, and it's something. Yeah, exactly. I mean, my late mum used to say that how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time, and Ironman is a big thing. So to break it up into smaller parts is it makes it a lot easier and a lot more manageable.
Absolutely. I still don't feel like I've run an Ironman marathon. I just run my 2 kilometres or A station to A station. And it works for me. It mightn't work for everyone, but it certainly works for me.
Yeah, and that the length and the distance will vary from person to person. I mean, I like breaking up marathons into 7 kilometer spots. So like a half marathon would be 3 of those, a marathon 6 of those. So it's up to the individual. It's something I do all the time as well. Let's talk about your favorite run workouts and what you absolutely love doing, Roger.
I absolutely love running on trails. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of them here in Singapore, but running on trails through the bush the forest is amazing. In terms of a run here in Singapore, I am quite partial to a progressive tempo run. I do enjoy those, and obviously with the last portion being really up tempo and harder, it's really quite satisfying at the end of it.
Well, I know you're planning a trip to Cape Town soon, so make sure you pack your trail shoes because there are some incredible ones here. So just bear that in mind as well. We'll take you on a few when you do come out. Roger, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.